And greetings, everyone, and welcome to G-Life Magazine, a podcast that offers you the best insight and inspiration for the biggest impact on how to live your best life. I'm your host, Gary Westfall. Today's focus is results-driven momentum, the key to your next breakthrough. Let me take you back. For some of you as old as I am, allow me to take you back quite a number of years, back to a time when you can remember riding a bike as a kid. Most of us can fondly recall a time in their childhood, like I can, when all I did was ride my bike. I mean, I went everywhere on that thing. Riding a bike is one of the best childhood experiences. The sense of speed and control, the wind against your face. Man, little comes close. Some of my best childhood memories stem from the freedom I enjoyed while riding my bike through the neighborhood. Oftentimes, without stopping, two of my best friends would join me as I zoomed past their houses. Every Saturday, we'd head out to the nearby trails alongside Crescent Lake. Riding those trails was a thrill I remember to this day. The twists and turns, accompanied by an occasional jump across a small water-filled ditch, added to the thrill of the adventure of it all. There was one area in particular that presented an especially harrowing challenge. It was the best, scariest experience a boy could ask for. At the end of the trail was a 6-foot-deep gorge stretching 8 feet across. I remember the first time the challenge came into view as we crested a small rise in the terrain of the final stretch of the trail. To a 9-year-old me, the gorge was an intimidating chasm of challenge that begged to be overcome. Fortunately, all three of us quickly figured out the key to mastering the task of overcoming the challenge. Momentum, with a dose of courage. The first time we considered jumping the gorge with our Schwinn Stingray bikes was one of the earliest strategy sessions I can ever clearly recall. How would we do it? Who would go first? In retrospect, the one thing we never discussed was a contingency plan should any of us fail to accomplish the task. In the mind of a 9-year-old, there's no room for even a consideration of failure. We drew the plan in the dirt with a stick. Not that we needed to, mind you. It's something we saw on TV several times, so we figured it was what we were supposed to do to succeed. The small hill leading down to the gorge was long enough to give us the room we'd need to gain enough speed to attempt the challenge, if we pushed the limits of our physical and psychological abilities. We were smart enough to figure out that speed was a necessary factor if we were to create enough momentum to carry us across that intimidating gorge. We had a starting point, the top of the hill. We had a goal, to successfully fly over the gorge, and we had a plan. Ride full out and hope we had enough speed to create the momentum that would carry us to our goal. We did a rock, paper, scissors drill to determine who would go first. I came in last, a blessing and a curse. I figured if the first two didn't make it, I'd have an excuse not to attempt the challenge. But if they did make it, I'd be expected to follow through and do the same. The tension mounted. Andy went first. I remember Lars and me watching as Andy raced to the bottom of the hill and hit a small rise just before the gorge, lifting him and his bike into the air. He was airborne before we realized it, and as if in slow motion, we watched as he easily made it to the other side, skid to a stop, and declared his victory by throwing his bike aside and jumping into the air and shouting, "Yeah!" Lars and I were amazed and knew it was our turn to face the challenge. Lars and I exchanged a high five, and before I knew it, I sat alone at the top of the hill watching Lars pedaling with everything he had to the bottom of the hill. I held my breath as I watched him go airborne. Lars' landing wasn't as graceful as Andy's. In fact, he landed pretty hard and ended up crashing into the dirt on the other side. But he had made it. And Andy helped him up and dusted him off, and soon the two were celebrating their victories, encouraged me to go, go, go. My heart raced as I focused all my attention on the gorge below. I wanted so badly to make it to the other side where my friends now stood. One last breath, followed by a scowl of determination. I pedaled so hard I don't even remember traveling down the hill. The small rise in the dirt at the edge of the gorge is where I instinctively knew I'd have to pull up to assist the forces of momentum that would carry me across the gorge. My timing wasn't perfect, but it was enough to send me airborne as time suddenly slowed. Then, just as quickly returned to normal as I found myself feverishly braking to a halt. I made it. And I didn't crash, which gave me equal bragging rights with Andy. You know, in life, we're often faced with obstacles that get in the way of our dreams, goals, and aspirations. Unfortunately, many people needlessly give up on their dreams because of the seemingly insurmountable nature of the obstacles they face. It doesn't have to be that way. You can gain power over the obstacles you face throughout life. To do that, you need to gather some basic information. This information will help you orient yourself in such a way that promotes clarity and fosters a determined purpose through a simple, quick self-assessment that you can easily accomplish. You can easily reorient yourself with three basic questions. Where was I? Where am I? And where do I want to go? To reach a destination, you must gain clarity. You must know where you've been to understand how you got where you are. In the end, you're where you are because of the choices you made that got you here. Knowing where you are helps you determine where it is you want to go. That, too, is a choice you alone must make. Once you gain clarity, you gain focus. With focus, you gain power and dominion over the changes you need to make to achieve your dreams, goals, and aspirations. Remember that change begins with action, and action, consistently practiced, produces momentum. Even the great Jim Rohn, master motivator, said, "Where focus goes, energy flows." So model the best of what succeeds. Make it compelling so you're driven to follow through. Then get a proven plan and follow it. Don't do what you've done in the past. Those methods don't work, apparently, so stop wasting your time and begin at once to create the momentum you need to succeed. Create a plan that produces lasting results. Then get a successful partner. Find someone who's successful in the area you desire to be successful in. Don't rely on a good friend you know who won't help you to achieve and to sustain the momentum you need to see the results. And finally, get going. Don't overanalyze, overstrategize, or overcomplicate things. Just do it. Always remember, action produces results. Analysis produces facts, figures, and more of what you've been getting, which is very little in terms of results. Your analysis indicates your interest. Interest alone won't bring you health, wealth, or happiness. Interest doesn't feed momentum. There's only one thing that'll bring you more in terms of health, wealth, and happiness. You already know what that is now. Action. Never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something to attain it. In other words, when you're in a state of mind where you realize, okay, I've got to take action. At that moment, you've got to take action. Think about the things you've told yourself before. I'm going to get in better shape. I'm going to work on my relationships. I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to turn my finances around. At that moment, you need to take action. In the moment, right now. Doing so locks in your commitment to change the direction of your life, and it takes on an entirely new course immediately. At that moment, you've planted the seed of momentum. In that moment, if you do something that compels you to follow through, you'll take the second step, the third step, and so on, all the way to the completion of your goal. So make sure you get that process of momentum going in your life. Look, if you're not where you want to be, just get started. If you'll get started, you'll begin feeling strong again. You'll start feeling alive again. That's the power of momentum. Give more than you expect to receive. Look, the secret to living is giving. The secret to achieving is doing the right thing over and over and over until you've created an unstoppable momentum. And there you have it. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help spread the word. G-Life Magazine podcast is now syndicated on over 18 streaming outlets, so you can find us virtually anywhere you typically listen to your favorite shows. You can find a written transcript of this podcast on my website at garywestfall.com. Just click the G-Life Magazine tab and you'll see a written copy of this and other articles that may pique your interest. And if there's a topic you'd like for me to discuss on a future podcast, please feel free to reach out to me on my website at GaryWestfall.com. Until next time, I'm Gary Westfall reminding you to live your best life.